This is my second video about how to prepare a deposition for a deposition. I'm Gary Berger of the Berger Law Firm. 314-542-2222 or bergerlaw.com, which is probably where you got this video. So remember, as you know, you're remembering that it's your deposition and you're in control. So a lot of the questions that are going to come to you typically are general. They start out with, what's your name? What's your address? Give me your employment history, that type of general information. But then eventually the lawyer is going to get into the meat and potatoes of the case. And there's a couple of guidelines that you should follow in listening to questions. First of all, when you're asked a question, make sure you understand the question. If you do not understand the question, do not answer it. Lawyers are professional question askers. We can ask a question that's very easy to answer or one that is very confusing. So make sure you understand the question. If you don't understand the question, all you need to do is say to the other lawyer, I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. And they will rephrase the question. Another way to handle a confusing question is that if the question is confusing, you can address the unclear nature of the question with your answer. You can say, well, if you meant the first time I went to the doctor, I had this type of pain. If you mean the last time I went to the chiropractor, my pain was less and I was like this. So you can address anything confusing in your answer. The second idea that I'd like to convey is that you have to listen closely to what is asked of you and answer what is asked of you. If they ask you what your name is, don't give them your name, address, and telephone number. If they ask you what happened next, don't say, well, I was thinking this, and then I saw this, and then that. No, what happened next? Next, the defendant ran a red light and crashed into the side of my car. So listen to what is asked of you and then answer that question. Typically, our brains work like 100 times faster than our mouths. So what happens in a people, if you're just in normal conversation, is that they've already think they know what you're asking, they think they know what they're being asked, they formulated an answer, and they're ready to spit out an answer before the question is even done. So don't do that. Wait some time. Listen to the question. Digest it for a second. Think about your answer, and then provide an answer. Unless a deposition is videotaped, typically it comes out in a deposition transcript, which says question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. It doesn't say question, the witness thought for a couple minutes and then said yes. So take your time, listen to the question, and then answer that question. Another idea is that you may not know the answer to every question, nor are you expected to. I don't know is an okay answer. So if you don't know how much your medical bills are, or what the defendant was thinking, or what the medical records say, or there's a wide variety of types of questions that can exist that you don't know the answer, you can say, I don't know. A corollary to that is that you need to express the level of your recollection. So if someone says, when was the first time you went to such and such a doctor, and you don't know, rather than just saying you don't know, because you kind of want to be helpful too, you don't want to be not providing information, you can say, I don't know, but I think it was April in 2014. I'm not sure, but I think I was going about 35 miles an hour. I think I probably saw that doctor about 10 times. I'm not quite clear about exactly what the doctor said, but I know it was something about a herniated disc in my neck. So if you have areas that you're talking about that you're not exactly clear on, qualify your answer by expressing the level of your recollection. And that is good. But again, if you don't know the answer to a question, say you don't know. And it can be dangerous to guess, okay? So remember that you need to make sure you understand the question. You need to make sure that you listen to that question and answer that question. And lastly, I don't know is an okay answer. Now, for every rule, there's an exception, right? So these are guidelines that are meant to aid you. They're not meant to constrain your brain, okay? So if there are big picture issues like why the defendant is at fault, what injuries do you have, how those affected you, and how much pain you were in, or why you delayed medical treatment, or any big important issues, you need to not really worry about the rules and make sure that, did he ask me this? Now, how did he ask me? Now, do I say I don't know? No, no, no. And when you get to the big picture stuff, go with your answer. You know, the defendant of the fault, he rear-ended me. I was sitting at the light and had no idea. Or, you know what, the doctor told me this, I relied on this, and then I got hurt. Or if there's a big question on in a work comp case, you say, no, I was injured on this date. I did not have prior injuries to my shoulder. That was this date. I was picking up this hammer and I was using it, and that's when I got hurt. So remember that these ideas are just meant to help. They're not meant to constrain you. And then if you have big picture things, you just go with it, okay? And you got to talk about that in a deposition. I'm going to try. I think this has been long enough. I'm going to try to break this next part up into another video. Thank you.